Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah, it's the Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket, heading up till 8 p.m. when Caputo and Fithian will come marching in here like they own the place. Oh, and they do own the place at 8 p.m. You're damn right they do. Let's see, what have we solved so far? Figured out possible home remedies to get rid of the raccoons that are raiding my garbage. Decided that beanball wars, while there are limits that should not be pushed, are not the ruination of baseball. And decided that, racism exists. Okay. We haven't settled that one yet. Talking about what happened in Boston. And yes, I believe it happened. Like, because I read the quotes from Curt Schilling, who is just throwing out there. He said he would apologize to Adam Jones if some evidence come. But he thinks because nobody else has verified that particular racial slur, that means maybe it didn't happen. Okay, first of all, if you're yelling that and you don't get called out as a fan or as a person, if no one around, then you might be amongst like-minded people. You might be. I'm just guessing. Secondly, a lot of people don't want to get involved in situations like that and just remove themselves. But now that attention has been brought to it, the very next night, a fan in Boston called out a guy that used a very racial slur, and he was ejected, and the Red Sox say he will be banned for life from Fenway Park. So, and Curt Schilling, and I can see on the ticket text, this is going to be I don't even understand how it could be divisive. Like, do you really think it's not, there was no racial slur? Okay. If that's what your stance is and we can't argue, then we have nothing to debate. If you say, oh, no, no one used the N-word on him. Okay. All right. That's your belt. What are we going to argue? But if you think it's not as big of a problem, if someone's taking a smaller problem and making a larger situation, we can argue that. And I would say you're full of crap from this standpoint. Adam Jones and black baseball players and black people in general, but black athletes, he's not asking. He brought it up because he does speak on racial issues and he does think it's important to do so. He's not asking for criminal charges. He's not asking for fans to be banned from heckling and for marshals to be patrolling the stands to point out hecklers. He's just asking for a little bit of humanity and a little bit of decency. And I don't think that's asking too much. Now, are there other lines that fans cross? Well, yeah, whatever, homophobic slurs, or if a player was caught with drugs or a prostitute, they'll hammer him with heckles or whatever. Okay. But that has, although I'm sure that stings, that does not have the deep, dark intentions of the behind the N-word. It doesn't. Because anybody could be heckled if they were caught with a prostitute or did drugs. The N-word is very specific, obviously, to a black person, and is meant to be. Listen, even racists in the world, they know what that word means to black people. Otherwise, they wouldn't throw it like they do. Okay. It's not like, oh, really? That offends you? Oh, my grandpa used to say it. I thought it was fine. No. They know what it means and what it does. And to me, that is the disgusting part. All right. And my there is no solution. Of course, I'm joking about solution. But my thing is, maybe ballpark do need to be more vigilant if this is a problem. Or maybe it's just a problem in damn Boston, for God's sake, because it certainly has come up many times. All right, let's go to the phones. Ticket text 97136. Wojo, where's the proof this happened? I need proof. We can't take his word. Okay, I have nothing to talk about then. Until black people quit using the N-word, it will be hard to stop its use. The explanation is that it's an endearing term, is just stupid, don't like it, don't use it on yourself. Listen, words matter. Words are perceived differently based on who they come from, okay? I mean, in every way, not just race, of an older person versus a younger person, whatever. If your mother says something to you versus your 4-year-old child said something to you, okay? They can be the same word. They mean different things. Another one. I probably wouldn't snitch, but I would say something to the jerk. And Schilling's racism bleeds out worse by the day. Another one, Boston fans are disgusting. A couple years back, I remember when the Montreal black player scored the game winner and Boston fans blew up on social media hurling slurs. That's true. It was about 3 years ago, PK Subban of the Canadiens. And it became a big deal. I think it was on either on message boards or on Twitter. Just going, okay, no proof it happened, right? Oh, I'm sure all those Twitters, I'm sure that was all deleted. That was all done by one person. All of those slurs. I mean, that's proof, isn't it? That it happened and has happened. Sadly, will continue to happen. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Commerce. See what's going on with Nicole. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Nicole.
Hi.
What's happening?
So, I don't know. I don't know if I would out somebody for saying something next to me. It depends on if I had my children with me because they're 2 and 4 and they repeat everything. But definitely I would say something to the person and, you know, that's just inappropriate and maybe that's not the right choice of words to use. But then it's also hard depending on the company that you're in. I have a lot of family that, like, they're black. Like a lot of my, you know, I'm a white female. A lot of my white cousins married black men. I love them the same. They still bleed red. You know, like it doesn't matter who you are. It's just, I feel like when there's the company of, you know, a bunch of black people together and that's the term that they want to use, it's accepted. But if somebody, you know, other than their race were to use it, it's derogatory and it's mean.
Well, have you had that conversation with your black relatives about how they throw the word around?
Right. And they have. And I'm like, I'm like, how would you like it if I said that to you? And they're like, well, you know, it's different. And I'm like, I don't understand how it's different. It's still a word. It's like some calling someone an a-hole or it still means.
Well, Nicole, I would say this. I would say this. It is different where it comes from, I think. But the point you make, and it's a good one, and I'm up against the brain. Thank you, Nicole. But the point you make is, well, you have 2 and 4-year-old or 4 and 6-year-old. Okay, they can't tell the difference. That's where if something is being thrown around in a public setting or in the family setting there or whatever, that's where it should be pointed out and delineated. But you know what? When you point it out to, say, in a ballpark, I mean, that can be a little dangerous sometimes. You know, you get drunk people and maybe you should go to security, but then you say, are you a snitch or whatever? That can be very problematic, no doubt about it. But when kids are around, you do have to get it stopped because kids don't know the intent. Was that a black person or another black person being, you know, congenial? Or was it a white person, a black person being vicious? Well, I don't know. 4-year-old, how's he supposed to know? I agree with that. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I think we're making some headway. On the Wojo Show on 97.1, The Ticket. Now, listen up there, people. Do you have great credit? I mean, just amazing credit. But maybe you still buy used because you drive more than 20,000 miles a year and you just like the big savings, okay? Whatever your reasons, right now is the best time to go to see Johnny Hart at Avis Ford. Maybe you got that tax refund check coming in the mail, or maybe they just sent it to you electronically. I don't know how that works. But anyhow, it's coming. Johnny Hart has stocked up on more cars than he usually does. And considering rates are going to go up, 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 there is no better reinvestment of your tax money than getting a certified pre-owned car from Johnny Hart at Avis Ford. What are you waiting for? He'll even lease it to you. I buy my cars from Avis, have for many years. If you want to get into a better car or a newer car, you need to call Johnny Hart. Small down payment. You won't be turned away. You'll find him right there in the Avis Ford used car building at 12 Mile and Telegraph, or give him a call at 877-NOW-LOAN. That's 877-NOW-LOAN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.